Blog Talk Radio.
I want to talk to you for a few minutes today about how to use your mind power to get what you want. I'm even going to tell you how to use your mind power to get green power. And I'm going to read some text from the Bible with reference to this message. Because I want you to know that when I speak about mind power, I am still in the book. And I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of the scripture, if you will. I'm going to read first a passage from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse. And for emphasis, I'm going to ask you to repeat it back to me. I want you to repeat it back to me in the sound of thunder, all of the thousands of you here in Atlanta today at the Omni. Be you transformed. I'm going to read it again, and let me say at the very outset that I don't preach formal sermons. I'm going to give you something that you can begin to use right here, that you can begin to use as you go back out into life through these doors today. And so I want you to really repeat this passage of scripture after me as I read it this time. Be you transformed. Renewing of your mind. And now the next passage of scripture is from the Epistle to the Philippians, the 2nd chapter and the 5th verse. And I'll have you repeat this after me also. Let this mind be in you. Which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let me hear everybody shout, mind power. While you're standing, I want to give you these words of introduction. And I'll have you repeat them after me also. These are the words of Reverend Ike. Mind power,
mind power
is success power.
Is success power.
Now listen, get with me here. You're going to help me preach this. I want you to move your hands as you say this. Move your hands as I move mine. You see, this impresses your subconscious mind. And when you impress your subconscious mind with ideas of success and prosperity, then out of your subconscious mind, out of the presence of God in you, out of your positive belief, success and prosperity will flow. So repeat this after me, and these are the words of Reverend Ike. Mind power,
mind power
is success power.
Is success.
Mind power,
mind power
is prosperity power. Mind power,
mind power
is the way to green power. Please be seated. I'm talking about how to use your mind power to get what you want now. And I want to talk about the idea now for a moment. Let me hear everybody say now.
Now.
Let's be even more emphatic by saying right now.
Now,
most of you know that I am not a pie in the sky preacher. All of you who want pie in the sky, by and by, when you die, you're in the wrong church this afternoon. Somebody say wow.
Wow.
I'm a now preacher. This is a now message which I bring to you. And why am I a now preacher? Because now is the only time there is. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow never comes. All of my days growing up in the church and Sunday school, we would sing about the sweet by and by. We would sing about by and by when the morning comes. And all the time I remember when lunch at school was 7 cents and I didn't have the 7 cents. And there I was singing about the sweet by and by. That's right. You know, people look at me now and they get a lot of funny ideas because my church takes good care of me. As I officiate in my capacity as leader of this church, and I believe in looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. But let me tell you a little bit about the background. As I say, I remember when I would sing in Sunday school about the sweet by and by and didn't have 7 cents for lunch at school. Let me tell you, people, I got fed up with the sweet by and by, and I decided that I wanted some sweet now and now. All of you who are like that, why don't you raise your hand and shout, I want some sweet now and now. Oh, I feel like preaching. Can I preach for a few minutes? I feel you getting turned on to this now God. All of you who want some sweet now and now, in just a moment when I tell you to, I want you to stand and raise your hand and shout to the millions looking in on television, I want some sweet now and now. Come on, stand and shout. Come on, say it again. Now, the third time when we say this, I'm going to have the people who are looking in on television stand up and shout that with us. Because you see, when you affirm this, you open your heart. You open your experience to this sweetness of the now and now. And you at the bar, put your suds down for a moment. And my friends at the bar get a great big kick out of this. I walked into one of the outstanding banks in Los Angeles where we do business the other day, and the banker there told me, he said, Reverend Ike, you sure caught me the other night on your telecast. He said, that's exactly where I was. When you said, put down your suds at the bar. So, okay, you fellas around the brass rail there, I want you to stand up and shout this with us again as we declare, I want some sweet now and now. And I want you to draw it out. I want you to be definite and positive about it. Come on.
I want sweet
and now. You know, I believe you're ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
I say, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, shake just one more hand before you sit down and say, I'm ready for the sweet now and now. Ha-ha. Yeah. Can you say yes?
Yeah?
Can you say yes?
Yeah?
Yeah. And another thing. Let me tell you black people something. I think I'm in position to tell you. You better stop going around here singing about I'll overcome someday. Yeah. Why? Because when is someday? Have you ever heard of a day called someday? There is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I never heard of a day called someday. It's time to overcome when? Right now.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit, despite it all, black and white. Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
It's time for Jessica and Tasia on Hindsight Radio.
Welcome to the Divine Connection Show, where we want to divinely connect with you. We are your hosts, Jessica
and Tasia.
Good evening. So we hope everyone is having a productive and good week so far. In particular, we hope you had a great day, made the most of it, not indulge in negativity. We know that it is election week because it's taken forever to figure out, for them to figure out who's the next president. But we're not going to get all caught up in that per se. If you guys have not checked out Akeem's last video, you need to do so. Or last, from Tuesday, this past Tuesday, he touched on voting. You know, and basically, if you tune in, great. It's always good to re-listen. And you just have some nuggets in there and some insight that is very helpful for you to know, especially if you plan to change your status. If you follow us so that because you're in the process or you're thinking about it or you're just learning all that you can learn, definitely listen to all of our shows, re-listen to them, and also especially his shows. Because everything that I've been feeling, he confirms it. Anyway, I'm not letting it get to me. There's so many threats. Well, there's so many predictions. You know, all this stuff they plan, they can predict and plan for COVID. They predicted and planned for this. They're predicting and planning for after the election. So what were some of the things they were saying
for us to do?
Well, pretty much there may be retaliation after the results come in, after whoever is president. So just preparing ourselves for any situation that may occur in a post-election kit,
you need to get together. And we do mention some of these things in our book that we have.
That was suggested. I mean, you should have that together. Anyway, it's not a post-election kit. It's just something we came across that said that. But we talk about that in our e-book that you should go purchase from the survival guide.
Yeah, from our survival guide, you should purchase just different things that you should have in a backpack just in case you have to go on foot. And then just some other things like making sure you have gas in your tank and that you have your medications and just some different things and some different tips that are very helpful.
We have a lot of tips in our ebook. You can get that at jtmuse.com, jtmuse.com. Anyway, like I said, we're not going to indulge in that.
No.
But just, you know, we just want everybody to be safe. We don't want you guys to get nobody. We don't want anybody to get caught up in any madness. We don't want you to get the wrong place at the wrong time. Just use a little bit of wisdom now that before you go out or before you do anything, plan, you know, and that's it, you know, other than that.
Yeah. And the key thing is don't be fearful. We already pushed on that, not to be fearful of anything. Just be prepared.
Yep, so, so on another note, you know, keep your spirits lifted. I have been tainted by this election, and I've kind of, I won't say that I've been unplugged, because I haven't, like, I was on social media a lot more, but, like, I made sure, like, I wasn't on as long, but I was on a lot more, because when it came to the election night, I just, I went to bed. I just went to bed so early. And I know they like saying it happened, but I've been going to bed like no later than 9:30. It feels like 12 o'clock midnight for me. And I've been needing 9 hours of sleep, which is not normal for me either. So I made sure I was picking from sugar to other herbs, some B12, like things to get my body going, because I'm like, my vitamin D. Well, my vitamin D is my everyday thing, but still, it's like, I'm like, why do I need this much sleep? Because I was getting like 6 hours normally, and then I was okay though. But, I mean, it needs to be run out right now. So I'm not like opposed, but I'm like, why am I so tired? Like, I'm telling you, like, after this show, I'll just like, the melatonin just like easing or something to make me tired producing, you know? I'm not taking melatonin, but I'm just saying a natural melatonin that produces, maybe because of the, you know, because I'm just like.
You just have to adjust to it. And it's just producing more melatonin earlier. You'll get back regulated here soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm like super tired. And
I just used the opportunity to get up even earlier. Since I would be, normally my body is used to getting up at that time, I just stay with that regimen that I had and just take advantage of having an extra hour of time here for my day and time for myself. That's really my time for myself.
Yeah, so I went to sleep that night and stay up. I wasn't even watching. I haven't watched it. I haven't watched anything live about the election or anything like that. But so I wasn't. For the next day, I expected there to be an announcement. I expected to see people posting who the president is, and it was not. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't stay up. You know, my relative had hit me up like, I know you're keeping up with it. Because, you know, the last time it took like 3 o'clock in the morning for us to find out who they selected. So this time I was like, I just went to sleep. I was like, it's going to be whatever news for me in the morning. And it wasn't. So I didn't, basically, I haven't cared that much.
Yeah.
Lose any sleep over it for me to be working about it. But I know that we've been taking care of this entire time. And if you're taking care of business, you're taking care of yourself. Hey, can't nothing stop you. Can't nothing stop us. So, I just like that Reverend Knight clip today about now. Like, everything is now. Like, manifest what you need.
I mean, we're working. I feel better. That is. I am feeling better. And I'm feeling better because I'm doing it.
May not see it in every aspect that we want. Self-health is so important. So the fact that my mindset is, like, getting all the way on track to the point where I can see myself a certain way, then I'm getting somewhere. So I just got to work on my meditations. I was thinking maybe one day we can meditate on air once we figure out how we're doing this, once we get better at it, because I was not really fluent in meditation. Sometimes it can be tedious, I should say, to get in that, you know, that state. I used to meditate years ago, and when stuff started happening, I wasn't really used to it, and I think when I felt things happening, I just felt like I was always supposed to feel that every time, and I felt like I wasn't meditating correctly if I didn't get the same experience, but that's not how it works. But anyway, earlier today, we were talking to one of our friends, and we were talking about meditating and, you know, just all kinds of things. But Tasia, you said something that was really encouraging for people to hear, and it was more like speaking life. But what were you saying about the universe? Because it was really good. So you were talking about. What did we say? We said.
It was a question. It was a question about. Was it serving the universe or how?
Worshipping the universe.
Okay, and I just. What I said. And you put me on the spot because I wasn't prepared. Yeah, so. In the moment, I was just saying that. We. Were created by God, and he placed us in this universe. He placed us on this earth, and we are to have dominion of it. He put us over it, and I do not worship the universe. I do not worship the earth. I do admire it for the creation that God has made it. However, because it is beautiful, however, it serves many purposes. However, I don't worship something that was created for me to have dominion over. And so, therefore, I'm the one that has dominion. I'm the one that tells the universe to align. I'm the one that speaks everything to existence. I speak everything into its place. So, therefore, I don't worship the universe. The universe worships me. Yeah.
That's what Tasia is. And I'm sorry, but for Tasia to have that mindset, that's really big. So, you know, that, I don't know, that was like really good when you said that earlier. And it's so good what you said now, cause from your perspective. And that's your life, that's where you are, that's your truth. And
it is what it is, and it's working for you for now, you know what I mean? Not for now, but for whenever.
Yeah, so that's good to look at it, because we don't always look at it as, we don't look at life that way. We always feel like we are beneath everything.
Wait for your situation or whatever to tell you how to react. You have to tell your situations how to react to you. So you don't, the way your mindset shouldn't be, I'm going to take what the universe gives me. I'm going to give out to the universe, and I'm going to tell the universe what it's going to give back to me.
Exactly. That's how it is. That's how it starts. You speak it. Just write that down. Write the vision. Make it plain.
You're speaking it. It's going to align. That's why you got to be careful with your words. Blessings and curses is all a constant. Like, when there's positivity and negativity, there's a constant. The warfare in the spiritual realm, you don't always see it. Sometimes you're like, what's going on in this realm? Constant. Intentional. We say some things, but we're not intentional. I mean, it's not like God doesn't know all. So it's like, you can say that, but not really mean that. So get your focus, align, speak with intention, and believe that thing, and everything will align up. And it's like a gravitational pull. It's like everything just starts to create. Like, even when it came down to us getting private, like, or in that process, like, I can't believe where we are now. In the process, connecting with, all of that just was connection and literally just talking and saying what needed to happen and things are happening.
And it just happened so fast.
Yeah. So, even like a testament to something,
and then not that only just not just speaking it, but you actually have to believe it within yourself.
We don't always believe it.
Exuding any darkness right now, even though it's dark outside right now because
night.
Right here, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm like, I'm exuding light. So it's like none of that energy that's going on right now in the United States is going to affect me. Not today, not tomorrow. You know, and then part of my aura is here right now. It's going to cause a shift as well. And, you know, love conquers all. Like, love, yeah. Even when you learn about the law of attraction as well, positivity trumps negativity. So it's almost like an equal. Like, you got, say you got one negative figure, and then, like, okay, you have, well, say, like, you have five negative things going on, and then you combat it with, like, one form of positive. So, yeah, say you got five negative thoughts, and then you combat it with one positive thought. That can trump those negative thoughts mm-hmm. double. Yeah. So it's just like if we all just, you know, take our place and do our part, we can make a difference even in the energy of what's happening right now. Like, we can shift it. You ever go into a room and shift the atmosphere, or you ever was in a room and someone else shift the atmosphere? Like, we should be able to do that. We should be able to just, everybody, you know, do your part. Everybody unite. Brothers and sisters alike. And make a difference. So, prayer, meditation, hand in hand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the benefits of, okay, I'm off of that. I don't know if that was a super transition. I didn't really be on here long because there is cold and flu season coming up and everything with, basically it's getting cold, so people get sick. So one way to boost your immune system, you know, I give little tips here and there, but I was learning about oil of oregano and how it is in a powerful antioxidant and immune support. So I'm going to read to you from this health store that I buy from, and it had like a nice little insert here about it, and it said, oregano has a history of use dating back centuries for the maintenance of good health. Traditionally used by herbalists to support immune health, it is loaded with antioxidants and beneficial plant compounds. Research shows that oil of oregano has antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. In addition, compounds present in oil of oregano are also potent antioxidants and have been indicated as anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic, and possibly even cancer-suppressing agents. Natural factors of oil of oregano include a minimum of 80% carvacrol, the primary indicator of an oil of oregano's strength. Or, I'm sorry, the primary indicator of an oregano's oil strength. So when you look at, when you buy, it should say, you know how it says, like, how much alcohol proof it is? It's kind of like it has to be a minimum of 80%. It will say it on there, 80% carvacrol. Derived from wildcrafted, hand-harvested Mediterranean oregano, it is blended in a 1-to-1 ratio with organic cold pressed extra virgin olive oil for improved absorption and consistency. The oil is extracted from hand picked leaves using steam distillation, ensuring that it is free of chemical solvents. So, yeah, no better time for the comprehensive health boosting effects of natural factors. I'm sorry, that is the brand, Natural Factors Oil of Oregano. So I also have more information about it.
how I read something that was quite interesting to me. I'll get there. But the oil, so not to be confused with oregano essential oil, which you should not, you could use a carrier oil, like almond oil or something like that, mix it in and you can apply it topically, but you shouldn't ingest it. But the oregano oil extract is, the extract is what we're taking because that's been properly extracted for and put into like capsules, tablets, or even drops. But what I thought was interesting is it says that it's a natural antibiotic, right? And I read that Staphylococcus aureus bacteria is one of the most common causes of infection and resulting in ailments like food poisoning and skin infection. So there was a study that they did a study on mice and it improved the survival of like 14 mice that was infected with Staphylococcus aureus. And there is something in here. Okay, so it said research has also shown that oregano essential oil may be effective against some potentially antibiotic resistant bacteria. And why I found that interesting because the first initial thing that I know is MRSA. That is an antibiotic resistant, you know, bacteria. Yeah, so I was like, I mean, they're not going to tell you exactly, but, you know, MRSA, the methicillin-resistant staphylococcus aureus bacteria infection that you've got to use special antibiotics to get rid of. I was wondering, like, oregano, it was saying the essential oil. But, yeah, so anyway, oregano can help lower your cholesterol. We know, we already said it's a powerful antioxidant. It could help treat yeast infections, as well as we read about candida. It can fight candida, which is the most common yeast infection that plagues a lot of our people. It's just candida is a whole other booker. Yeah, it may improve your gut health. And they have anti-inflammatory properties, so it reduces inflammation in the body. And like inflammation in the body that led to numerous adverse health effects, and can help relieve pain. So they've tested, you know, I don't know if people are out here, you know, if you're vegan, but they do test on mice. Studies, but it said found oil of oregano reduced pain in rats, and that was the response was dose dependent, meaning that more oregano extract the rats consumed, the less pain they appeared to feel. I don't know, but it said it also can, you know, be cancer fighting, and it can help you lose weight, and yeah, so, and one tip that I wanted to say to wrap it up about this particular herb, it is, you know, it's high in antioxidants, but it's higher in antioxidants than most fruit and vegetables, and it's packed full of powerful compounds called phenols, which we talked about in previous shows. Oregano also contains compounds that may be effective against bacterial and fungal infections, inflammation, and pain, among other conditions. Overall, it appears to have several health benefits and may be useful as a natural treatment for some common health complaints. And another thing
another thing I found interesting was I was reading my apothecary book, my herbal apothecary book, and I came across, I was reading about the immune system. So I was reading that green tea, the benefits of green tea, really. Green tea may help prevent rheumatoid arthritis or other immune system disorders. Researchers have been trying to look at green tea's potential because the incidence of these health problems is significantly lower in China and Japan, the two leading consumers of green tea. Sometimes tea may also boost the body's power to fight bacterial infections.
I wasn't really hopeful that Joe Biden was going to win because people said that Trump wasn't going to win and he won. So I know I wasn't hopeful. So but now it's coming back that Joe Biden has more votes than Trump does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have no idea how this is going to play out.
I don't think we're going to actually know for a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, they said it may not be till like next week. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I know. I went to see Obama back in 2012 in Charlottesville because that's where I live. And basically, they had like a bunch of different lines and stuff like that. And people really enjoyed seeing Obama speak. But there was one person that interrupted Obama, but I can understand where they're coming from. But the problem is the people that protested Obama, that were protesting him the most, that you heard about the most, were not protesting him for the right reasons. They were protesting him because they were against same-sex marriage or because they believed he was a Muslim, but not. So that was
That happens a lot, though. People protest or people.
You ever been to any presidential rallies?
I've been to one when I was in college. I did. I got the opportunity to go to Obama's.
Did they allow people to bring in, like, writing pens, like, in case they wanted an autograph or something like that?
I think they did. I think they did allow it. I don't know what year was that. It was the last time he ran. But, yeah, I don't think there was a restriction on that. But I don't remember.
Because I know, like, I was at the Obama rally, and I saw somebody move. Someone was sitting in a seat in a row where I was, and then they moved into the crowd. And I was told that civilians, people who weren't federal agents, couldn't really do that type of stuff.
I don't really know.
Because, they moved into the crowd after I came, and they were having a long conversation with the other person, and I was told that was a Secret Service agent. Because, see, they had the barricades on all sides where people were sitting.
Oh. Well, did you listen to I Came show on Tuesday?
Listen to what?
I Came show Truth Tuesday on Tuesday?
Uh-uh. So this is the first time I'm calling in.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you should go back to Akeem's show on Tuesday. He talked about, like, citizens and nationals and voting and all of that. Gave us some insight. So, but, yeah, so you said this is your first time calling in. Is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, welcome.
We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so... We're going to, we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, so.
It doesn't look like we have any more callers for tonight.
Yes, and anyway, like, so everyone, we're going to keep the same positive energy. We're not going to give in to all of the, like we said earlier in the show, we're divine. We carry our own light. We are in charge of our own lives. So, and even if we were in some form of bondage that we did not know, like with straw man and all of that, we are in the process of getting out of that. You know what I mean? So we've been born free. We are free. And that's that. Like, no matter what happens in the election, no matter who you like or what you do, I mean, you're in charge of it all. You've been in charge this entire time. So nothing's hope. I mean, you know, nothing's is like drastically detrimental to you. You're a national anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I think we're going to wrap that up for tonight.
Yeah.
We will not be on next week. So, just giving you guys a heads up about that. Next Thursday, we won't be on. But we'll see you back after that.
Following Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So, we appreciate everybody for tuning in.
Make sure you guys listen to Hindsight throughout the week. We have the homeschooling show with Beth on Sundays, mm-hmm. Raising Independent Thinkers at 7. Bun Bay shows on Tuesdays.
No, his Bun Bay is on
Monday. On Monday.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday. And then Akeem's Truth Tuesday on Tuesdays. Both those are at 7. And then Solomon's Temple at 10 on Wednesdays. Of course, us on Thursdays at 7, and Akeem Jr. on Fridays
mm-hmm.
at 7.
Yeah, so everyone, let's keep up our good energy. Don't let any negativity rub off on you. Stay unplugged if that's what keeps you in a good mental state. Take your herbs, drink your tea, meditate, have an attitude of gratitude and love, and pray. Peace, everyone.
All right. I want to tell you how to use your mind power to get what you want now. I mean, right here in Atlanta, right here in Georgia, right there, wherever you are looking and listening. First of all, you have to use your mind power to believe in yourself. The religious people would say to me, oh yes, Reverend Ike, you're telling people about believing in themselves, but what about believing in God? Well, who do you think God is? God has no personality except in man and as man. And God is not a big man in the sky. God is the real man in me. Let each person say this, because this is the truth of everyone. God is not a big man in the sky. God is the real man in me. We have another way of saying it, and I want to give you this prayer of affirmation to take with you so that you can have what you want now. God is the presence and power within me right now. Together, God is the presence and power within me right now. Another way that we can state it in this philosophy of the science of living is this. God is the mastermind working through me now. God is the mastermind working through me now. Come on, together. God is the mastermind working through me now. Oh, you're getting turned on. Now, people say, well, Reverend Ike, what about believing in God? Please hear this. Your faith is no good until you learn to have faith in yourself. How in the world can you believe in somebody in the sky and you don't even believe in the somebody in you? How in the world can you believe in a Jesus that walked in Galilee and not believe in the God that walks in you? Oh, I think we're getting through. Somebody say, wow. Say it again. I don't care how much faith you may have in a God in the sky until you learn to have faith in the God in you, your faith is dead. It's no good to you. God in the sky is no good to you. Only God in you is of any value to you. The most important thing in the world is what you believe about yourself. That's the most important thing. Your entire experience is fabricated out of what you believe about yourself. And mind you, I always have to point this out. It is not important what other people believe about you. It's only important what you believe about yourself. And you see, you have to be the kind of person that you can believe in. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be truthful with yourself. You have to be decent within yourself. And then you can believe in yourself. I want to say something that may be a little rough for a clergyman to say again on international television. Once you learn to believe in yourself correctly, you are no longer worried about what other people are thinking or saying about you. Hear this. Until You learn to believe in yourself regardless of what other people say or think, you're not going to get very far. As a matter of fact, you have got to come to that point in your experience where you know that your nose is clean, your business is straight, and you don't give a damn about what other people think about you. Excuse me, saints. Now, someone may be asking, well, Reverend Ike, how do I believe in myself? How do I go about it? Well, first of all, you have to believe that God is within you. Especially your religious people hear this if you don't hear anything else. God does not work for you from up in the sky. God works for you from within your very own mind. And I want you to make a personal affirmation out of that. God works for me from within my very own mind. Come on, say that to yourself. God works for me from within my very own mind. You know, I used to get down on my knees and pray all those nice little Sunday school prayers for years, trying to get a God in the sky to do something for me. And I didn't get very much until I learned that God wasn't working for me from up in the sky, but God is working for me from within my very own mind. And the verse of Scripture brings this out. Be you transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. You see, the thing about people is they don't want to change their thinking. They don't want to change their minds. People want to change everything but themselves. People know exactly what everybody else ought to do, but they don't know what the hell they ought to do. But you see, when you get into your own mind and you get a hold on yourself, then God, the mastermind in you, will lead you and guide you and tell you what to do. You know, people even know how to even know what God ought to do. People try to tell God what to do. Well, God changed this person, changed that person. God changed this, that, and the other. But they don't want to change their negative thinking. But you must be transformed, as the Bible says, how? By the renewing of your mind. Hear this, please. Everywhere the Bible says believe, it means believe in yourself. It means believe in the presence of God in you. It means believe in the power of God in you. When the Bible says believe in the Son of God, that's you. It means believe in yourself. You must also use your mind power to believe that you can be and do and have the good which you desire. The first step to achieving your desire is to believe that you can. So let me hear every one of you raise your hands and shout, I can.
I can.
Once again,
I can.
All right, you're on the way. In the next few minutes, you'll be really turned on. And when I come back to Atlanta, you'll have some fantastic testimonies. Now, this is for religious people. You who are not religious, this may not be your hang-up. And with all due respect, let me say this. The people I have found in this world who have the worst hang-ups are the religious people. It is my experience that most of the time now, when I try to help people in this business of mind power, I have to first of all help them get rid of some of their religious hang-ups. And I've found out also, many times the more religious people are, the more hung up they are. So now here's one of the hang-ups that some religious people have that you must throw away. You see, you must believe that you deserve the good which you desire. But you know, in the old religion, they would teach us to pray and say, Lord, I'm not worthy. I got you. Lord, don't deserve your goodness. Now let's all confess. How many of you have ever prayed like that? Let me put my hand up and confess. I have. As a matter of fact, I know some prayer books that are just full of all kind of prayers that tell God how bad we are. Well, Lord, I'm not worthy of a thing. As a matter of fact, in the Bible, there was one man who prayed and said, Lord, I'm not worthy of the least of your mercy. Let me cut you loose from that hang up right now. Whenever you pray and say, Lord, I'd like to have such and such a thing, and right behind it you say, Lord, I'm not worthy, you might as well forget it. You're not going to get it. And here again, you know, there's one of those old hymns that they taught us to sing also. We would stand up and sing and say and call ourselves such a worm as I. Honey, that's dangerous. If you think of yourself as a worm, you are going to get the treatment that a worm gets. What happens to a worm? A worm gets what? Stepped on. Now you know why you're always getting stepped on. Believe that you are worthy. So let me give you this affirmation to shout with me as we go into the closing moments of this service. Shout with me, I am worthy of all of God's goodness. Come on together.
I am worthy of all of God's goodness.
Why they taught me to pray that anyway. I think I deserve all of God's goodness. What do you mean I don't deserve? You always get what you believe you deserve. If you don't believe you deserve anything, you're not going to get anything. Now listen, and this will help some of you young people and all of you. In Hollywood the other day, I spoke to a young man who's been trying to get ahead in his career. And he said, Reverend, I just have not been able to get ahead in my career like I would like to. He said, and Reverend, I'm looking for someone to believe in me. And I've replied to him in a sermon in these words. You have to first of all believe in yourself and others will believe in you. You have no right to ask someone else to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. Come on and say, wow. When you believe in yourself correctly and positively, then you can do what you want to do, have what you want to have, and nothing can hinder you. One additional point quickly here. You must use your mind power to decide clearly what you want. You would be surprised to know how many people haven't decided what they want. Another young man said to me a few years ago, someone offered him a 4-year scholarship to college, and he was talking to me about it. And he said, Reverend, he said, someone has offered me a 4-year scholarship to college, full paid scholarship. And he said, but Reverend, I have no goals. If someone said to me, what's your ambition? What's your goal? I couldn't tell them because I have no goals. Decide what you want to be, to do, and to have. And the moment you decide what you want, things will start clicking in your favor. Use your mind power. Because a man is a slave until he learns to use his mind. A man is ignorant until he learns the power of his mind and how to use it for his good. A man is lost in spite of his religion until he learns the power of his mind and how to use it for his good. And it doesn't matter how much religion you have. You're lost in spite of your religion until you learn to use your mind. It doesn't matter how much formal education you have. A man is ignorant until he learns to use his mind in order to be, to do, and to have the good which he desires.